with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I'm reading from the New King James, Hosea 4:6. My people, thank you. Who's my people? Who's God's people? He said, if my people which are called by my name, who's called a Christian? Then you're his people, right? He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Okay. Remember, he said that you be prosperous and in good health as your soul prospers. Remember that? Well, look here. It says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So your mind hasn't prospered yet.
Right. Amen.
He was talking to the Israelites at that time, and they hadn't got the prosperity in their brain yet of Jesus and God is awesome and can do anything.
Amen.
All right. So watch. He says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from being priests to me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also forget your children. Now watch out. He was talking to the priests of the day.
Amen.
And he was saying, you're teaching the people wrong.
Right.
You have rejected my knowledge. You don't come to my word. He even said these words. He said, these people prophesy lies in my name. I never gave them a word and I never sent them, but they're prophesying the divinations of their own mind.
Amen.
Now, the problem is, he says to the priests over here, because you've taught my people wrong, they are being destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. You haven't told them the truth.
True.
They're being destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Therefore, you will stop being a priest to me. You're no longer a priest to me, is what God said. That's an awesome thing from God. Amen. And he says here, and I will also, because you forgot my laws and my scriptures and what I've written, I will forget your children. How about these ministers that are standing up in churches saying tongues is of the devil? How about these ministers standing up and saying God doesn't heal today? Come on. God said that. Now we know it's a New Testament now and there's more grace, and grace covers a multitude of sins and love covers a multitude of sins, right? And so where sin doesn't abound, grace does much more abound. But let me tell you what, don't grieve the Holy Spirit by speaking for him when it's not him. Don't you be telling people, well, brother, just bear it, you know, bear it, and, you know, you'll get over this thing one day and God will teach you a lesson. What nonsense is that? Listen, he came down hard on those priests for teaching wrong. He came down hard on me and said, not only will you not be a priest to me, but I'll forget your children as well. That's the worst thing you can tell me. You can beat me, but leave my kids. Come on. The Message translation says, my people are ruined because they don't know what's right or true. And he's talking to the priests, right? They, ministers, listen, you've got to remember the fivefold ministry. We all remember that, right? Apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, and teacher. Remember that? God said, I gave you gifts of these guys. What for? For the equipping of the saints. For the equipping of my job is to, what I'm doing now is I'm equipping you. So now when someone stands up on TV or somewhere else and tells a lie that God doesn't heal everyone, or God's teaching you a lesson, you've been equipped, your soul has prospered, and you can reject that.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I used to buy every lie in the book. Yeah, before I knew, even when I became born again, thank God I went from Catholic faith, where really I didn't even have a Bible. Okay? And my mass was done in Latin.
That's right.
And me and Latin, you're kidding. Amen. I didn't speak two words of Latin. I tried to take it in, I don't even know what grade I was in. I got 3% and I gave it up. So I didn't learn doctrine. I didn't learn doctrine, right? I didn't learn anything, so I didn't have to unlearn, besides praying to the wrong people. All right, because you're supposed to pray to Jesus and through Jesus, amen. And so I didn't have to unlearn so much. So when I went to a church just like that, boom, I started learning. I didn't have to get all that stuff out besides preconceived ideas and what came up in my subconscious from childhood and things like that. You can't afford it. You're going to be sick. You know, all that kind of stuff. If you don't get a good education, you're not going to make it. I went from a church where I didn't know two words to a church that had all the words from Revelation. I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, full gospel church, and they preached and taught everything. So my mind prospered. So I didn't have to go through years of de-prospering, if there's a word, from what I had. Detox. And so it started happening for me pretty quickly. But there are so many people today that have been brought up in churches where they come in here, they love it. And yet they still have this issue in their lives about tongues and about healing and about finances, all those kinds of things. God wants you to be wealthy. He wants you to be healthy and wealthy and wise. Why does he want you wealthy? So you can bless people. So you can bless people. Oh, I'd love to send missionaries out, but I don't got the money. Well, then you're not helping people. What good is it, Jesus said, if you say to a person, go and be warm and be fed and be happy, and you don't give him a coat to wear to keep him warm, you don't give him food to eat, what good is that? Jesus said, what good is that? So if you're not wealthy, healthy, and wise, how are you going to help other people? If you haven't prospered in your mind yet, how are you going to tell sick people you don't have to be sick? Amen. Amen. I want to help establish in you from the Word of God that healing is always the will of God for your life. Healing is His will for you now in this life. In this life. Not sickness and not premature death. That's not His will for you. That's the devil's will. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come to give you life. So he's not just trying to get you premature death and put sickness on you and steal your money and get you divorced and take your kids away and give you an addiction. That's not God. That's the devil. Amen. Come on. Yep. It's not His will. His will is for you to have healing and health now in this life. Yes. You're not going to need healing and health in that life. Okay. Amen. All right, so now, in God's vocabulary, He never talks about or even thinks about incurable cases or terminal disease. And now we've got the big C. I don't make light of it. It's not a nice thing. But can you lick the big C? Of course you can. Why? Because God is my physician. God is my healer. Not me, not the doctor, God. And is God all-powerful? Is God all-knowing? Is God everywhere? Can God do anything? So how can there be an incurable disease? There can't be an incurable disease. To the world, there are incurable diseases. To doctors, there are incurable diseases. To people that don't know God, they see incurable diseases. But to God Almighty, there is no incurable disease. When you're a child of God, that shouldn't be in your vocabulary. Amen. Because if you believe that there's an incurable disease, you're saying God can't heal it. Amen. But you just said God can do anything. He's all powerful, right? But this incurable. No, no, no. Make up your mind. Are you a sinner or a saint? Can God or can't God? Yes. And then you'll get the people that say, well, I know He can, but I don't know if He wants to. Oh. Human beings, we can get trained so bad. We can learn so many wrong things, and we can get such a negative attitude that nothing is bright. Come on. Now, listen, this is a Word of Faith church. You've got to locate yourself. You've got to say, okay, am I one of these people? Have I got an issue? Do I believe these things? Do I truly trust and believe God? Do I know that I know that I know that God's taking care of everything for me? Am I a child of God that believes in the finished work of the cross? Finished work of the cross. Finished. Got my salvation, got my healing, got my prosperity, brought back my peace, my joy. The chastisement of my peace was upon Him.
Yeah.
Do I believe in the finished work of the cross or don't I? Well, I believe in some of it. I believe in salvation, but not the rest. Well, that's your issue. That's your problem. So there is no incurable and there is no terminal illnesses in God's vocabulary. Instead, listen, God terminates illness and cures the incurable. Think about that. God terminates the illnesses and he cures the incurable.
Amen.
Come on. What's happening to you now? Faith is coming. Why? Because faith comes how? By hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, right? So faith is coming. What else is happening? Your soul is prospering. Your soul is, well, Pastor, I've heard this before, and you're going to hear it until you die. You're going to hear it until Jesus comes back, or until the rapture, until you die. Why, you're going to hear it. If you come to this church, you're going to hear it. Why, Pastor, why? Because you haven't got it. We haven't got it yet. Come on. All right. Now, don't get into condemnation. Don't get into, well, I'm still taking the medication. That's fine. You know, doctors really, I'm talking the ones that are genuine, are fighting the same thing that we are fighting and against and that God fought, Amen. Is sickness and disease. They're against the same thing. A lot of them is just for the money and whatever else. But there are genuine doctors that really want to help people's lives. And God gave them the knowledge. God gave the scientists the knowledge and the wisdom to mine stuff out of the earth. God put those seeds and the flowers and all that stuff in the earth that can be used for medication. God did that. Then he gave them the brain to be able to work it out and use it. But that's not God's best for your life. Is to live according to that. His best is to you, for you to be totally free from any kind of drug. That's his best. His best. But you know what? It took me time. I used to take tablets for headaches all the time. I used to get flu. I had smallpox, chicken pox, mumps, measles, yellow jaundice when I was growing up. I got it all, man. I was so medicated, I was like a zombie. Yeah. And I expected sickness as part of my life. It was just a thing. It was the end thing. Everyone got it. You know, I don't be different. Let's follow the sheeple. Everyone got sick. Why don't you? And one day I said, no, I'm done with that. Sick hurts. I don't like pain. Me and pain aren't friends. I don't like ouch. Amen. You show me a needle, I'm running. I am running. I'm not joking. You didn't realize you're pastor, but I will run if you show me a needle. When they're showing something, we watch kind of forensics because I like to see who done it and how they catch them with the DNA. These guys, like, it's amazing what God's done. The DNA that they can find from 50 years ago, they found a strand of hair and they can tell you who did it. Wow. I mean, God, come on. Isn't that amazing? But when they show you the body, I look the other way. Ask my family. And then my daughter Destiny says, okay, you can look now, Dad. I don't look at things like that. If they're going to give an operation, don't ask me to watch a hospital show ever. And you shouldn't be watching any of those either. Come on. You should not watch those shows. Because that gives you vision of you on that couch, on that bed, being cut open. Don't do it. I'm telling you now, you, Pastor, you're being ridiculous. No. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you see, you'll get. What you say, you'll have. You see, and don't forget, it's called a television. What is it doing? It's telling you a vision. Right? And when you're looking at that hospital being cut open, and this guy doing this, and that's going on with that one, it's giving you a vision.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services.